Wendy Goulet from the Peace River Aboriginal Interagency. Thank you very much. It's National Indigenous Veterans Day. Comments on the fact that we celebrate the day on November the 8th?
All right, so National Indigenous Veterans Day was first observed on November 8, 1994 in Winnipeg to honor the thousands of First Nation, Métis and Inuit veterans who had previously gone unrecognized in Remembrance Day activities. This day has since become a significant celebration in many communities across Canada. November 8th was specifically chosen to symbolize unity and connection among First Nations and Métis and Inuit people. Today, it's widely recognized as Indigenous Veterans Day, a time to honor and acknowledge the contributions of Indigenous veterans throughout the country. Indigenous veterans had to overcome many obstacles to serve Canada in these wars, including adjusting to new cultures, sometimes learning new languages like English, traveling long distance to enlist. Many Indigenous men, though, did bring valuable skills with them when they come and joined the war. They spoke Cree, so they used Cree as a code talker, so they couldn't understand it, so it was easy for them to help to win the war.
So I guess you could almost call it like a Remembrance Week as we celebrate the veterans on November the 11th, celebrate the Indigenous on November the 8th. And the fact that here at Riverfront Park, the students from Peace River High came by to partake in the ceremony. How enjoyable is that to have the students be involved, especially in a day like this?
It is absolutely heartwarming to see the students. This is with the high school's, Peace River High School's leadership class that came down, but it's absolutely heartwarming to see the students come out and want to learn about why November 8th is important and to acknowledge that day with us.
And they have brought a lot to the table in the last little while. They're here today. They had the learning circle that was built at the school. How much...
Sharing circle?
Yeah, the sharing circle. Thank you. How far have we come to bridge that gap, especially in the in the last 6 months, but in the last number of years that everybody is as one?
I think we definitely haven't answered all the 94 calls to action. And with Justice Murray Sinclair just passing away earlier this week, it really brings to light about how much work we need to do as Canadians to address the calls to action. But not saying that we aren't doing good work. I like to think in Peace River we're doing better work than a lot of, most of the other areas. I mean, we have a Treaty 8 monument. We have the Treaty 8 Métis flags up here permanently. So I like to think we're ahead of the game, but somebody might tell me different. I don't know.
I think that will work just fine. I appreciate this.
Awesome.
Wendy Goulet, thank you very much.
Thank you.